irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, June 30th. Today's the last day of June. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Sam.
Did you realize that the holiday is actually this Friday? It starts on Friday. I thought it would be on Monday.
No, it's usually the day before or the day after. So, because it's Saturday, it falls on Friday. If it was Sunday, it would fall on Monday.
That's right. Yeah, I thought it was Sunday. So it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get Friday off. Okay, I didn't realize that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So a three-day weekend. And do you have any special plans for this weekend?
I'm making them. I'm just going to be with friends the whole weekend, I'm sure. So I have a pool party on Friday, probably one on Saturday. So, yeah, it'll be great.
Nice.
What about you?
I know. No plans yet. I always leave them to the last minute. But I guess a pool would be in the plans.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, it should be pretty interesting, actually. Get a little bit of rest. But I am seriously considering a vacation, and I think we should take one now while everybody's gone anyway.
Yeah.
Did you notice that the traffic is kind of lighter now?
Everything is. I think people are out of town already this week.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think generally just for the summer, some people are out probably.
Probably. I mean, I had yoga last night and there was 3 people in the class. And that's really? Not usually the case. It was like a private class. So I think people have already taken off for at least this holiday weekend. You know, people fly out places. So for you to go somewhere, it makes more sense to go now.
That's true.
Especially because Friday is a holiday.
Right. And everybody's probably going to be flying Wednesday, Thursday or driving. And it makes sense. So, yeah, I don't know. The only problem is that usually I don't make, like, long-term plans, you know. So so if I decide to go somewhere, it'd be, like, within a week or two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I'm debating what to do, whether to go up north to see some friends or to take a friend from here and go somewhere. So we'll see.
All right.
Yeah. Did you see somebody took pictures of these stars that are really bright in the sky last night, I guess?
No.
Yeah, they were saying something about, I don't know, Jupiter and Venus or something, you know. I don't know, but they were shining real bright, and it looked like kind of a UFO or something. So it's actually pretty cool to look up in the heavens sometimes. I don't do it enough. But it's because we don't really see stars in the city. Did you notice that? There's just too much light. I remember being in South Africa. We took a trip to the wilderness, and at night we would lie on the ground and look at the sky, and there were just so many stars.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the sky is almost white.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that, but I do notice here, you know, in certain areas of LA, it's easier to see, and in others it's harder.
Right, yeah. There's just a glow, I guess, over the city where we can't really see that much.
Right.
But that's in every city, obviously. It's not just us. And I think, definitely Vegas is out of the question. I mean, Vegas is a place for a day or two at the most.
You mean for your vacation?
Yeah, for the vacation.
Oh, you're back there.
Got it. I'm kind of back there.
Okay. Well, is that even relaxing?
No. I don't know that I need to relax necessarily. In fact, I want to do things, but not here. I don't want to get up and see the same thing every day, the same computer monitor, the same this, same that. So, but they say, you know, I mean, they say you need at least a week off a year or something to recharge the batteries. So, where would you go if you could go now?
Hawaii.
Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, too. It's like the best option, I think.
I would go there probably because I like a mix of like activity and relaxation.
Right.
And I feel like there you can go on hikes and you can go see things, but you can also just lay at the pool.
Exactly.
And I've never been, so I really do want to go there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'll realize if you go there, you'll realize the beach is actually much cooler than the pool, you know, because, I mean, the water there is amazing, you know. So you might try to be
cooler as in temperature?
No. Cool as in like nice to be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Well,
what about surfing? Do you do surfing?
No.
No surfing.
I've never surfed. I mean, I would take a lesson.
Yeah.
But
I know.
I've never done it.
I know. But you'd love it. I mean, it's amazing. And every island has like its own personality and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm considering too. I just like to stay within the United States somehow because of all the comforts and conviences and stuff.
You know?
Money and language. And
I'm excited to go to Maine for my cousin's wedding. So
that'll be nice.
Yeah, booked and ready to go in for Labor Day.
Labor Day, when is that?
September.
Oh, nice. So it's still going to be nice weather up there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Wow, nice. Have you been there before?
I was there when I was very little. The story is, since my mom's from Boston, she took me as like a two-year-old to visit her family. And we went from Boston to Maine on like a 1.5 hour road trip to Ogunquit. Uh-huh. And ate lobster there.
Uh-huh.
And I ate like a 2-pound lobster as a 2-year-old.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And so my mom and I are meeting in Boston this time around, and we're going to drive to Maine from there. Our stop is like five hours away. So we're going to stop in Ogunquit again and have a lobster there.
And they have a lobster.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
28 years later,
and it's the same place,
same
right?
Same place is still open. It's called Barnacle Billy's. So that'll be fun.
How fun.
It'll be great to do it with my mom and like have our time together. And so, yeah, we're going to stay in Boston for a night and then drive to Maine. And then the wedding's in Maine that couple of days. And then we drive back to Boston, stay there, and then fly out the next day.
That's nice, you know? I mean, it's cool when you can be like friends with your mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can do things together, and it's cool. Not everybody can do that.
Right. Well, there weren't always times that we could do that.
Yeah, I guess. We all go through those ages,
right.
You know?
Now we're in a place where we can.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, now it's like, I think you, as a child of a parent, you go through phases where like you're little and you want to be with your parents, and you know when like parents leave and you're stuck with the babysitter and the kid cries,
right,
because they don't want their parents to leave. And then there's that phase when they're like, please leave,
right?
And then now as like an adult, I guess I choose to hang out with my parents,
right.
Like I want to see them,
right? Yeah, I guess that's pretty much the cycle, you know, and that's what they tell me. But because, you know, I don't see my kids often because they're busy with their stuff and that. But you know what? I have to tell you, when we got together for Father's Day last week, it was like the most amazing time, you know, and I realized how much they do love me. And they wrote me very meaningful cards, emotional cards and stuff. And then I chatted with my son a little bit the other day. And he made me realize profoundly how much I influenced his life and how he's grateful that he's become who he is. And
that's very nice to
things
hear.
Like that. I know. I had like tears in my eyes, you know, when I heard that, because just a few weeks before that, I told him, I said, I have a feeling you don't really want to be with me, you know. Perhaps you lost your love for your father. And that's how I felt, you know. But all in all, when you get together with them, you realize it's just age, you know. They really still admire you and everything. It's just that it's hard to get used to because, like you said, I mean, the kid needs their parents and you feel like a god to them. You know, I mean, I remember, you know, like 10 years ago and stuff when he was like 11, 12, he'd be all over me constantly. He wouldn't leave my sight for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, when you're talking 11, 12 years old, it's not like a baby. But we've always been that close. So that's why for me, it's hard. For them, it's just natural. They grow.
Right.
You know, they grow up and that's what they do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And as it is, people have to understand that the kids are not our possession. You know, it's not, they're not really ours. You know, we're there to guide them, to bring them to the world and stuff. But they're their own person. You know, and you can't feel like you're controlling anybody. And some people do not have boundaries, I think, with their kids. And they don't leave them alone for a second.
Yep.
You know, they don't give them any independence. So, and, you know, they say that our generation is parented by fear and guilt and stuff. And I have to admit that that is true, you know. And also because you know, we've given the kids a lot because I guess in our time you go, you know what, we didn't have everything we wanted when we were kids. Maybe we can give them that. But it's probably the worst thing we can do for them.
Yeah.
You know, if they can't figure out how to do it for themselves or even want to, you got a deep trouble there, you know, because they're going to be relying on their parents and then on other people. Failure to launch. So you have to, you can be, and you see, I mean, it's easy for me to say, and I still do it. I still pay for the things.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, as a parent, I'm sure you want to do whatever you can.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But what I'm saying is you're actually not helping them by doing that.
I think that you kind of have to pick and choose those things that you support. Like if it's buying them things, that's probably not the thing to do. But if it's helping them out, like
medical insurance and car insurance and
like things like that, like basic needs. But if kids are in college still, let's say, but their focus is education, so they might not have time to work. So in that case, you're supporting them in getting their education by helping them pay things that they need.
Right. Except I realize now that everybody that goes to school can work, you know.
And I don't know. I mean, it just also, I think, depends on your major and when your classes are, because you can't, like, let's say your classes are two times a day in random times. How are you going to take a shift anywhere?
Well, there's different jobs you can take, you know. I mean, you can drive Uber, you know, whatever.
Yes.
But the thing is that that's what some people believe, including my kid's mom. And she always planned, if you go to college, you don't have to work. But that's bullshit. You know what I mean?
My son's working.
Yeah, yeah. You can definitely help them out, and that's what we do. You know, I mean, I'm not going to let them go without insurance and everything. And give them a chance to save up the money that they are earning. You know?
Right.
But my son told me, he says, it's the best thing that happened to me is to move away from home, because otherwise I wouldn't become independent. You know, he says, I'm realizing if I don't do something, it doesn't get done.
Yes.
You know, which is a big lesson.
That is why going to college is great.
Yeah.
And like being away from your parents.
Right.
Even if it's down the street and living on campus, you have to clean up your room.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to make sure things, you have to wake yourself up every day. I mean, I went to college down the street from my parents and I lived there and it was a great experience for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm also an only child. So like I had roommates and I had people around me at all times and I had to fend for myself.
Right.
But now thinking about it, I kind of wish I just lived home and called it a day, because I would have saved a lot of money.
Yeah. That's true.
But life would have looked a lot different.
Exactly. You know, I mean, this is part of your life of you growing up. I mean,
right.
Yeah. You don't want to regret that, I guess. But it's for some people, it's harder than others. I agree. You know, I mean, if a person can't, you know, at least show some kind of responsibility. If you can't, even if you can't work while you're in school, at least do something to help out. You know, and some kids will stay in school forever, so they don't have to face reality.
Right.
Do you know those people that'll stay in school for like
five,
I
mean,
six
I don't
years.
Have them anymore, but I'm sure there were kids like that when I was going to school.
Yeah. I know. They feel safe at school because they're not ready for the real world.
Right.
Yet, you know.
Yeah, they don't have real responsibility other than doing homework.
Yeah. I know. Wow. So, there's a lot of stuff going on. What was I going to say? Are you going to go see the new Terminator? Are you into the Terminator movies at all?
No.
No, huh? Mm. You haven't seen any of them?
I mean, I did when the first one was
right.
a thing.
But it didn't do much for you.
No, yeah. not my
You're
kind
not
movie.
Into science fiction.
No.
That. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, are you going to go see it?
You're more into Naked Dancers, right? What's the movie again? Mike?
Magic Mike. Yeah, I'm going to see that. I'm going to see Trainwreck. What else is coming up that I want to see? I think that's it right now.
There sure are a lot of good movies coming up, you know?
Yeah.
But I
Are
still
you going to see Terminator?
Yeah, I think I will. Yeah, I kind of like the series. And it makes you think a little bit about the machines taking over.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's kind of scary, but the Matrix was kind of like that as well. And, you know, I mean, I'm not a big science fiction person, but some movies just grab me. You know, when they require you to think a little bit, to consider things, to think, well, maybe this could happen. It kind of appeals to me, you know. Mm-hmm. So I check that out. But like space stuff, what was that movie with Matthew McConaughey?
Interstellar.
Yeah, that doesn't speak to me, like being in spaceships and stuff. I don't know. But, yeah. So what's going on in the news? I guess Trump keeps putting his foot in his mouth.
Yep.
This guy. You know, I mean, I don't think anybody ever thought he was going to seriously run. I mean, he did the same thing 4 years ago. And he was exposed just for the fact that he wanted some publicity and stuff. And I guess for him, being in the limelight is really the goal in life. But so I guess, was it Telemundo that that canceled his show?
Yeah.
Because
he made comments about, I mean, you know the comments he made, right?
Right. Like he said, Mexico is not our friend. That's the latest thing he said.
No. Well, he said he insulted, like, it was like a backwards compliment about, like, Mexicans and right. how they do things and how, like, I think about negotiation or something like that. And then he's saying, like, they negotiate better than us and, like, kind of saying, like, their policies are better because they're sneakier and get things done. Whereas yeah. we don't get as, I don't know. It was a backhanded compliment that was right. also insulting, clearly, and
yeah.
A derogatory term, basically. But
yeah. I mean, how can you say in the same sentence, I love the Mexican people, but Mexico is not our friend? They're killing us at the border, and they're killing us on jobs and trade. Yeah. You don't win the presidency by saying shit like this.
No.
So obviously he's not interested in being elected, just to voice his opinion. And look, I mean, he's got the visibility to do it, so who's going to stop him, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess he called them rapists and drug dealers?
I don't know.
That's what it says. Yeah. Wow. Oh, so it's Univision, not Telemundo, that canceled his Miss America pageant. And then NBC kicked him off, kicked him out with the Celebrity Apprentice thing. So, and NBC will also no longer broadcast the Miss USA pageant. So there you go. And those are pageants that is the pageant that's owned by Donald Trump. And people are going to boycott that and stuff. So, you know, but he always seems to get back up. I don't know what his story
is. I'm sure
is.
He'll be fine.
I think it's just the fact that we so much admire money and financial success in this country that we make people like the stars, you know. And
well, he's also hysterical.
Yeah.
Like his whole hair situation and everything about him is so absurd. Yeah,
I know. But you know what? He's living the life, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I remember when he went bankrupt, and look at him now. I mean, he's totally back. You know, I think if a person knows how to make money once, they'll know how to make it again.
True.
Somehow.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe not everybody. Depends what you go through in your life, I guess. Yeah. So, as you've all noticed, we don't have a guest today. So, we're talking about anything and everything.
Yes.
So, if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. No guest to introduce today. Tomorrow, we're going to have a couple of guests in the studio. And it sounds pretty interesting. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Who are our guests tomorrow again?
I don't remember, Jen. I just remember it's good. Because I booked them a week ago, you know. And I'll check back tonight.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it was, but it's just there's too many emails that I go through every day. And, you know, sometimes people call me and I just don't have time to talk on the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, on the website it says clearly and big, it says for fastest response, please email. Because email is faster for me. But people still call and I don't have time for phone calls. People should understand that. Who's got time for phone calls? Besides, you know what I like about writing? Not only am I reminded of this all the time, but everything is documented too.
Yeah.
So you have to go back to it. It's not like, oh, you said, she said. Well, this is what transpired. Here's the text.
Right. Some people still don't prefer that, though.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, actually, I have some Tinder progress there. It seems like somebody's interested. So, and she's like, I prefer someone from the tribe. So,
yeah. Sam, how did you just get onto that subject from there? We were talking about emails and calls.
Oh, because we were talking about texting and phone.
Oh, so the next step is Tinder?
The next step is to call.
Okay.
No,
sure, let's talk about Tinder now.
Listen, I got to come up with the topics here, okay?
Your segues might need a little help. Okay, so yes.
No, but look, I was talking about texting.
Speaking of other ways to communicate.
Okay, that's the segue that should have been
there. Sure. Okay, so what happened on
Tinder?
Am
I hard to follow?
Very. But it's okay, listeners. I'll help you through it.
Yeah, that's a lack of sleep, folks. But, you know, I mean, I'm still functioning very well, I think, so far. It's just I'm all over the place, so... You know, sometimes I'm allowed.
How are you going to add dating into your life? You don't have time.
That's true, huh? That's really true. I don't.
We
know
make
what
time for
do.
What we want to make time for.
That's true. So we will somehow. I'll do less of one thing and more of the other.
Great. So what happened on Tinder?
Someone from the tribe, which is, I guess, Jewishness, because she wrote in Hebrew there too, and so it's. So it looks pretty good so far.
What's
so
happening?
I'm still. Well, we didn't talk much, just a small talk.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm supposed to call. I have the phone number. So
great.
It has to happen tonight or. Because I got the number yesterday. So it has to happen by tonight or.
It definitely has to happen immediately or it just won't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
People lose interest because it's already on to the next.
Right, and they forget, and that. Why did he take so long to call? And
so I have a new policy for myself because I'm on 5 different dating apps, which I don't think is the right move for anybody. I think you need to like focus if you're going to really do it and just put yourself on like one or two tops. But they should be different ones. They shouldn't be similar because then it's the same people.
Yeah.
But I think that people need to be more selective with their matching because you end up talking to so many people. It's like spreading yourself too thin. You don't remember anything about anybody. Your conversation isn't, you know, as great because you're not spending any time on it. You're like all over the place. And I mean, I noticed I gave my phone number out to people because I was excited that they wanted to take the conversation off of the app. So I was like, oh, cool. Now we can like just be normal people. But then I wouldn't save their phone numbers in my phone because who are they to be saved in my phone yet?
Right, exactly.
And then I would just see numbers and forget who they were.
Yeah.
And I think now for me, it's better to keep the conversation on the app so I can look back and see who they are and look back through their pictures. And I don't want a million people contacting me.
Yeah, I know. I don't blame you. You know, you want to be able to narrow it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not easy. I mean, like you said, it's like almost a full-time job to keep track of all these apps.
It really is.
Yeah. I mean, even for me, where I don't get that many responses, I'm sure you get like a ton of them. And yeah, what do you do with all of it? You know, how do you sift through everybody?
I have a really hard time with it.
Yeah.
Really hard.
I know. But sometimes you just got to zero in on someone. If you get a certain vibe, maybe. I don't know.
It's hard to get a vibe from a stranger.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But at least if they show some interest, you know. Like, I can sympathize with or empathize with how women feel because sometimes I'll get like a text from a woman that's like unsolicited from a match or something. And it's not like, it's kind of like, well, you know, I should probably answer her because she's been so nice and kind and stuff. And yet, I'm not really interested, you know, so I don't want to lead her on or anything.
Well, what do you mean by unsolicited comment?
Like, let's say we're matched and she just writes something, you know, like nice. And, but I guess I'm not interested. I wasn't interested in the first place.
Well, why did you match with her then?
Because I only look at the one picture and sometimes the other pictures actually make you realize that the first one doesn't really look like the person.
Well, why don't you look at the other pictures?
Because it takes too long.
Does it?
I just like to swipe right and left quickly. You know?
Okay. You're part of the problem on these apps.
Really?
Yeah. Hello. How is that? Did you just hear yourself? And all the listeners that heard you? Because you are wasting that girl's time because she thinks you matched with her because you were interested and then you didn't talk to her. She went out of her way to like make the first move and you're like, it's an unsolicited comment. No, it's right. A dating app. The point is if you match, you talk.
That's true.
Why match with somebody and then not talk? It happens right. All the time and it's the most annoying thing.
Right. Maybe because mostly the women do not write first. You know, maybe that's why.
What do you mean?
I mean that's why maybe I think it's like sort of unsolicited because it's usually seems like many of the women wait for you to make the first move.
Right, which means that she had like guts to do it and she's serious about the process.
Right. No, I know, but yeah, you're right though. I mean, it's sort of like leading them on and put me in an uncomfortable situation where I have to respond to someone whom I'm not interested
in. Yeah, I mean, I think also being like somebody in the public eye, like not that many people know me, but the ones that do, it's easy to find out my first and last name and everything about me. Like I try and be as nice as possible to people.
Right.
Because I also don't want people running around being like, that girl was a bitch on social media.
Right.
Or on dating apps or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, so you either reply, you reply nicely, you know, don't, I mean, what else can you do?
I mean, I'm nice to them, I'm just saying you.
Yeah, no, I'm nice to them too, you know, I'm just not interested, but okay. Let's put it this way, Jen, let's say on second look, they don't look as attractive as the first time. Is that, I mean, that's possible.
It's still terrible.
But it's an app, Jen. I mean, you're supposed to go through it fast.
You're outing yourself for being one of those guys. But it's totally fine if you want to commit to that.
One of those guys. I don't know what's wrong with going through the profiles, seeing. I mean, you know, I'm a visual person. I mean, to me, the first thing I think is about how you look. You know, I'm not saying that's the basis of the person.
Right.
But I think for the most part, that's the first thing that attracts you to someone.
Well, then maybe don't swipe right until you've seen their whole thing.
Okay.
That's my suggestion.
Yeah. And then, or maybe just be more selective when I swipe right.
Same thing. Yes.
Right?
Yes. Do those things.
Right.
And then also, if a girl writes you first, mm-hmm. What's your issue with that?
No, I don't have an issue at all.
So
I love that.
Why was it unsolicited?
Because of the way things are. I mean, I've sort of grown accustomed to the women not writing first. I mean, some of them do. Don't get me wrong. But for the most part, I find that they don't. I mean, they match with me too, and they don't say a thing.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I think it's more, let's say it's less popular for the woman to make the first move.
Well, I do think that now with the new app, Bumble, that, you know, the woman has to write the guy first. It's now inspiring women probably to write more.
Right. But there's nobody on that app. I deleted it already.
There's a lot of people on that app.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe I started early when you first told me.
Right. There's a lot of people on there.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think there's better quality people, actually.
Really?
Yep.
I find that on Hinge, people are more, I don't know, attractive, let's say, than on Tinder. I don't know what it is.
Well, everyone has their favorite.
That's true. Which one is yours?
Bumble.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You like it. You like being in charge. I like that.
Obviously. I get things done. Because otherwise I'd be on Tinder waiting around for people like you who I match with to write me and they never do.
But why would you wait? If you're interested, then you write, right?
Well, because I don't really even care about this whole thing, truthfully. Okay. And so it's not, I don't know. I don't make that much of an effort.
Okay.
I do on Bumble only because then the match disappears. So I'm kind of curious about the person before they disappear.
Yeah.
On Tinder, there's nothing like giving me a sense of urgency.
Right.
And because I know men that just swipe right on every single person because strength in numbers, and then they get matches and then decide that they'll talk to them or not. Mm. But I just have no interest in that
process. You're right. Well, maybe it's the nature of the apps, you know. I don't know, because I think if you go on a dating site on your computer, it's a different ball game than just doing it on your phone as a game or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm a generation of convenience, so for me, on my phone is great. But at the same time, like dating sites where you have to fill out a questionnaire that's like 100 questions, or you have to respond to emails at length, and then you have to poke and like and heart and wink and like a million ways to contact somebody, I can't keep up with it. It is so much work.
Yeah.
It was like just... unbearable.
What dating sites have you tried that you're talking about? Like
I tried Match.com.
Yeah.
And it was like impossible.
Yeah.
But that's because for me, I don't have time for that kind of process.
Right.
Now, I mean, I would like a matchmaker to set me up. That would be great.
Yeah. They'd ask you even more questions.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be okay with answering the preliminary questions, but then them do the legwork and like weeding people out for me.
Yeah, that's a great idea, you know? I mean, yeah, do that. At least be in their database or something.
You know? I already am.
Oh, yeah? Cool. Yeah, let the guy pay for it. What the hell? That's the way it should be, right?
I mean, I guess. The one thing that signals to me is that they're serious about looking, which already weeds out the people that are not serious.
That's true, yeah, yeah. That's true, yeah. Well, I hope that works. I mean, it should, you know, because you get like personal service, right?
Pretty much. Not me, though.
They do, I guess. Right. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like The Bachelor to me.
Hey,
except you don't have to meet the other girl.
There's something to that. And honestly, like, if I could be The Bachelorette and have 25 guys there just to meet me and I get to choose between them and they only get to choose me, I think that's the best setup.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Right.
I'd give a rose. I watched last night. It was amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many are left? Are you talking about Bachelor or Bachelorette?
Bachelorette's on right now.
Oh, I see.
Okay. There are 5 left.
5 left.
And then after next week, there's going to be 3 left. Wow. And then 2.
Wow. I mean, can you imagine, like, I mean, do they, like, they obviously date each one of them, right? They go out on at least one date or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is like you get to be with a lot of people.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
So that, you know, you kind of like
see
what's
like
out there.
So it's like a real great deal to be selected as a bachelorette, huh?
Definitely.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah, sounds good. Is she pretty decent?
In what way?
Is she like easy to like? Is she likable?
I like her. I mean, I think she's funny, and I think that she is more entertaining than some other bachelorettes of the past.
Yeah.
She's also making a lot of mistakes, which are very entertaining.
Yeah.
So, and they just switched the format of the show. Because she's had some trouble in her season with, like, I don't know, spending enough time with everybody. And so they changed, like, when the hometown dates are. Because they said last night, like, you shouldn't go to 4 guys' hometowns if you don't even really know 4 of them. Like, you know 2 of them really well. And 2 of them, you would be getting to know them while you're meeting their families, which isn't fair to the guys.
Right, that's true.
Because why involve their families just yet?
Yeah.
So instead, she's going to have 2 more weeks with the guys and then take home and only go home to 2 of the guys' houses, families.
I see. And now, how long does it take to shoot the whole season?
I think it's like 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
So imagine like that they're supposed to fall in love and get engaged within 2 months.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
It is. It is. But some people are like, I think maybe pretty desperate to get married, you know?
I mean, I don't know.
But it's a game also.
It's definitely a game, and it's unusual circumstances, and it's in no world would a girl still be dating a guy right before she gets engaged to another guy.
Right.
And no world would a guy propose to a girl that's also dating somebody else.
Right.
So it's a little contrived, but It's so entertaining.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, we'll see. I'll have to maybe check it out. I remember I saw a couple of episodes early on in the show. But, yeah, I just don't have time for TV. So we were talking about football players. And I guess we weren't. We were just talking in the elevator about this. That we're going to have a couple of NFL stars on our show soon. But there's an article that says how marijuana is used so widely by NFL players as a painkiller. Of course, in addition to recreational use. This guy says, okay, let me tell you who the guy is. Jamal Anderson, I guess he was a running back with the Atlanta Falcons. And he says that back then, in the early 2000s, he said that, you know, they were suffering a lot of injuries and things like that. And they would turn to marijuana, you know, for enjoyment, but also to treat aches and bruises. I guess they maybe discovered early on that it was helping out. So at least 60% now. And he says that's the minimum of how many people are smoking it. So, excuse me, they said that the players today, they don't believe in the stigma that older people associate with smoking marijuana. So, you know, to the younger people in the league, it's a normal thing, like having a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the question is, how do they get away with it with all the drug testing? So maybe they do this during off season or something, but wow. Let's see. Yeah, because it says something that some players who have not failed the drug test and they're not subject to multiple tests. You see, so I don't know, but they somehow manage to get away with it, and I just don't understand because I know they get tested for drugs all the time.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna do? You know. All right, so, everything else I flagged here is politics. I don't know that I want to talk about this. But anyway, this is funny, though, because Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, has now joined the presidential race, too.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's number 14 on the Republican ticket. And he's and you have to wonder how many more
how many are there usually?
You know, I don't know. Maybe it starts with five or six or something. Maybe.
That's it?
Yeah.
Not this many?
No, not that many. I mean, that's at this point in the game, it's way too many.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how even like the debates, they're only going to let the top 10 into the debates. So
when do those start?
I have no idea, but pretty soon, I guess.
I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
I know.
I think
know.
It'll be fun. Also, like, I like political cartoons and, like, you know, like, when people start getting really patriotic.
Yeah.
And I do think because, you know, everything is so sensitive right now in our world today and in our country especially, it's going to be a really interesting race because people are going to have to be innovative.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to say something that's different than the next person, and they're going to have to address issues from a different way and really come up with solutions because it's the hardest race probably ever after everything that's been going on.
That's true,
and
yeah.
Every word matters.
Yeah.
Unlike Donald Trump's, but I don't know that he's clearly doing things just to be in the public eye because he can.
Right.
But everybody else, I think, probably really has a stake in the game and wants to win. So they're going to have great speeches.
Yeah.
They're going to promise a lot of things.
That's true. Well, we'll see. You know, I mean, and that's just the Republican side. We'll see how many are going to be on the Democratic side, too. It's going to be a pretty busy election. But you're right. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff happening today. And it's probably harder to govern now than it ever has ever been.
Yeah.
Wow. You heard about the ISIS attack in Tunisia?
Is that what they're... Oh, wait. In Tunisia? Yeah. What happened there?
Yeah. A guy went in and started shooting people on the beach. Tourists.
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah. That's pretty scary stuff, man. I mean, they were showing video of this happening and stuff and bodies everywhere. Yeah, so that's just the latest. There's also...
a plane crash.
There was?
Yep, in Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
The second one, like, in the same spot, and it was a military plane.
Same spot as?
As, like, another crash.
Really?
Yeah. Like, wow. I think flew into a hotel or something.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, man. The stuff that people do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they're doing because they're military and they should be better at flying, but...
Yeah.
Scary for them.
Yeah, I know.
It's really sad. I mean, plane crashes are awful, and then to have two of the same kind.
Yeah.
So.
I know. But yeah, there's... did you see in the Pride Parade in London? I guess CNN reported there was an ISIS flag up there. It was a black flag with white characters that appeared to look to be in Arabic, but when you look closely, it was actually drawing of sex toys. It was an advertisement by a company that makes sex toys, and CNN reported that as an ISIS flag.
That's hysterical.
So then they had to retract that. And
that's really funny.
I know.
It's like the best joke on CNN ever.
It is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to stop for a moment and actually try to read what the thing says, you know. You'd realize it says nothing. Just abstract pictures or icons of things. So yeah, the joke was on them. But you know, I mean, people make fun of CNN, they make fun of Fox, they make fun of NBC with Brian Williams and all that. I mean, so who do you believe anymore? Who do you read?
I don't know.
You know, and you'd like to believe that those news channels try to get you the things as accurately as possible, but. You know.
Listen, there's human error in everything.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. I know. No, but I don't like this. I mean, I don't understand this disdain for all these news networks. I mean, you know, I don't know what people expect. Like you said, I mean, there's human error sometimes, and people may not get it right. But, you know, I mean, look, if a station starts taking opinions, it should be under an opinion show.
Right.
You know, not in a news show. And I don't know. At least the news, I like the way they present it on CNN. So.
Me too. Also, know. I mean, I think people are very quick to judge. It's kind of like in sports. Like, people are fair-weathered fans. When you're down, nobody likes you. When you're up, everyone's your biggest fan. But same thing with news. Like, somebody could be accurate 90% of the time, and then that 10%, people are ridiculing them.
Right.
And saying, like, how could you do such a disservice to the people when we come to you for information? Okay, but 90% of the time, they're right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, yeah. And I, you know, I mean, people don't like Fox. I happen to like it. It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm not saying I subscribe to many of their opinions, but I like the way they present the news. And, you know, I mean, everybody's got their own opinions.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously every media outlet has its own views and opinions and stuff. But, you know, at least if you're clear about what's opinion and what's news, it's easier to tell them apart.
Right.
And then you can judge for yourself, you know. But, yeah, that's the way things are going. So, I guess, well, I don't know, man. We can get away from politics here.
No.
No. So what can we talk about? We can talk about TV or celebrities or something.
Sure.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow, man. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do, man. It's like the situation in this country is boiling so hot right now that I think everybody needs to calm down a little bit and look at themselves a little. I think everybody has a little bit of responsibility here.
I agree.
To look at themselves, right?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, we are making headway, though. I mean, the same-sex marriage ruling was a good step in the right direction, and I think there are some positive things happening in this country.
Yeah.
Not everybody might think that, but...
No, you're right. There's always positive things here, and that's why we love living here, I guess. But that's, and you know, I was thinking about this. Like, look, at other places, everything turns violent. You know, like, look, like I was seeing a video this morning of Turkey, of Pride Parade in Turkey, where the authorities started shooting water cannons and rubber bullets and stuff. And you go, these are your own people. Why are you doing this? You know, and it's like, you notice almost everywhere for change, there needs to be a revolution. There needs to be violence. There needs to be war. Whereas here, we manage to implement things without these things, you know, peacefully.
Yeah.
And yes, true, you always have these haters and these people that are going to be shooting other people. But for the most part, that's the way civilized society should behave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sit, we talk about it, we put it for the people to decide, for the courts to decide. But enough with this violence already everywhere. How can people hate each other so much? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. But one last thing. Oh, what we talked about. Do you want to promote that at all?
Sure. Lauren and I, the Two Drunk Girls, have recently started a Kickstarter campaign, and it's to raise money for our radio show here on LA Talk Radio. So if anybody would like to donate, any amount would be very helpful. We just need to pay for some fees and things and get ourselves going. And so we have 28 days left on the campaign. You can find out more information on our Kickstarter campaign by going to, let's see, our Facebook page, which is the Two Drunk Girls, or you could go to our Twitter account, which is Two Drunk Girls, and we have links to them there, or my Twitter account, Jennifer Golden.
Okay. And what about on your website?
It's not up there.
Mm.
But it might be up later today.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people don't know where to look for things.
Right. Well, twodrunkgirls.net. Hopefully it'll be up later today.
Yeah, there you go. And that's where you guys can catch all the shows and everything. Very entertaining. And Jen and Lauren together are hilarious.
Thanks. So, yeah, so we'll be talking a lot about dating apps, relationships, what it's like to be 30 and dating, dating in LA, all kinds of interesting topics, and we'll have interviews with people. And
there will be a lot of fun.
It'll be a lot of fun, and yeah, there will be some alcohol involved.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You going to have guests and stuff, too?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Lots of people want to come on and share their opinion, especially since they'll be faceless.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today, I guess. Today is, what, Tuesday? So we have two more days before the holiday. Everybody go out there, make it the best that you can. We try to inspire here sometimes, I guess. But whatever. Jen, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.